One of Playwright's biggest strengths is its built-in auto-weight mechanism. Whenever you perform actions like clicking a button, filling a field, or navigating to a page, Playwright automatically waits for elements to exist, become visible, stabilize, and complete navigation. This is why Playwright tests often feel less flaky compared to older tools. However, problems arise when testers don't fully understand how auto-weight works. Misuse can still lead to unexpected timeouts, hanging tests, or hidden race conditions. A common mistake is mixing manual weights with Playwright actions. Adding fixed delays like wait for timeout slows tests unnecessarily and doesn't express what the test is truly waiting for. Instead, relying on Playwright's auto wait and using clear conditions makes tests faster and more reliable. Another frequent issue is asserting too early. Methods like is visible, only check the current state and don't wait. This can cause race conditions when backend processing is still in progress. The correct approach is using expect conditions, such as to be visible, which wait until the condition is satisfied within a timeout. The article highlights how expect can be fine-tuned to wait for visibility, text changes, element counts, URL updates, or custom timeouts. These checks clearly describe intent and remove guesswork from timing. Navigation timing is another pitfall. Instead of waiting after navigation happens, using Tohave URL or combining actions correctly avoids synchronization issues. Manual waits still have limited use cases, such as handling heavy data loads or brief animations, but they should be the exception, not the rule. The core lesson is simple. Trust Playwright's auto-wait, use expect for timing-sensitive assertions, and describe the state you're waiting for rather than guessing a duration. This mindset produces cleaner, faster, and far more stable tests.